From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay, I really never, at least very rarely do this. Happy birthday today to my oldest granddaughter. Anna is turning 10 years old today. Happy birthday, Anna. And if you're celebrating your birthday, a happy birthday to you. While you're celebrating, you know, your birthday, maybe someone else you know, their birthday, it is National Play Your Ukulele Day. So there's something for you to consider doing on this day as well. National Truffle Day. And I kind of went this route because I welcome our first guest via phone into studio, Chuck Harper. And Chuck from Across Nations, Chuck, you got to be wondering, where is this going? What do you mean national? It's not my birthday. I don't play the ukulele. Unless you do. Do you play the ukulele, Chuck?
Not really, no. Oh. But I want to wish your granddaughter a happy birthday. Well, and I do like truffles.
Well, along with all those, it's National Byron Day. And I was on the Across Nations website. It looks like Coach Byron Samuels is part of the board there at Across Nations. And I can count on one hand the amount of Byrons that I've known. But you can send that to Byron today. It's National Byron Day.
Well, we'll be glad to do that. What a privilege. Yes. Thank you.
And now some of our audience very familiar with Chuck. He's been on with us several times with Across Nations. Chuck is the general director, and it's a family affair, Chuck. Cindy, your wife, oversees personnel. I'm assuming she's still doing that.
She's not doing that this year. This year she's been the principal of our Hilltop Christian School, and she's doing a great job with that. So we're pretty proud of her. She can do anything.
Yeah, right?
I married up big time.
Well, you know what? Most of us guys did, right?
I don't know if most guys did, but I did.
Well, listen, Chuck, I did mention a lot of our listeners familiar with you, familiar with the ministry at Across Nations. But in general, for those you may be standing in line with or whatever, you strike up a conversation and they ask what you do. You mentioned Across Nations. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that we're turning Native America, instead of being a mission field, it's going to be a mission force. And we're just seeing Native people rise to the challenge and taking the gospel to other parts of the world and taking it across the street, across the reservation, and to other reservations. So we're really exciting to see this next phase of missions work being really fulfilled with Native people. So it's just an exciting thing to see.
Yeah, and hopefully throughout the month of May, our listeners are hearing the radio spots we're playing as part of Mission New Mexico, although Across Nations doing work in New Mexico and obviously Arizona. And now I understand. Well, we'll get to the Utah stuff here in a little bit, Chuck, but it's really a lifetime ministry for you. You've been doing this a very long time.
Well, probably wasn't smart enough to do anything else, but
stop.
I'm actually a third generation here. So my grandfather came to the reservation back in 1906 and traveled around, started a number of churches, a Bible school, then the radio stations. And my mom came along and started Hilltop Christian School for us missionary kids, and it's become one of the most vibrant ministries on the reservation today. So, yeah, I guess it's been a family ministry, but God's family is the way we like to think of it.
Right. Now, for those who want to stay up to speed and up to date with what's going on at Across Nations, are you still doing a newsletter?
We do a newsletter, and we'd love to send it to anybody who'd love to hear about that. We also have a Facebook page, which we're just had a meeting yesterday saying, how can we make it more regular? Because we're not the best at posting all the things that God's doing. We see so many things happening, and it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, you know,
so we do want to put more pictures there. And
it's not only hard to keep up because, We do our best as well with the KLYT Facebook page and Instagram. I don't even know when the last time we posted to Instagram. The trick is finding that social media person that's really about it and woven into the fabric of your ministry and able to communicate those highlights to those that frequent social media. But they can find information about across nations at Facebook. And you mentioned the radio ministry. Chuck, what's going on there?
Well, I just can't help but pinch myself sometimes to see all the things God is doing. Just in the past year, we picked up a brand new radio station on Navajo Mountain, Utah. And
now, geographically,
that was a miracle in itself.
Where is that in Utah? What is that near?
Well, most people have heard of Lake Powell.
Okay.
And if you're on Lake Powell and you look up and you see the tallest part of the landscape, that's Navajo Mountain, Utah. And so it's probably one of the most northern parts of the Navajo Reservation. And it's a place that one person a couple years ago built that. He said, I'm going to make this my retirement nest egg, and I'm going to play music for all the millions of tourists to come through and the boats on Lake Powell so they can have some nice music to listen to. But he called us and he said, you know what, the lake dried up, tourism shut down, the Navajo coal mine over here closed. The only people up here now are the Indian people who live in these really remote canyons and areas of the reservation. And he said, there's no money here with these people. And he said, so that's really not a market financially. He says, you're the only one I can imagine that would really like to have this radio station. And so he sold that to us for just about what he put into it. I still didn't think the Lord would ever provide that much money, but the Lord brought it in within a month, and we were just so excited.
Yeah.
Well, if that wasn't enough, the Lord brought us another radio station in the past year as well. It's not built yet, but we still have to build that. But the Lord's brought in almost all the funds we need to make that happen.
Now, are those... Are those both in Utah?
No, the Navajo, the Hopi Reservation is in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
If you,
yeah.
You're familiar with I-40, it's right north of Holbrook and Winslow, so it's just north of there. But it's a whole completely brand new language, brand new people group. People there have a new religion. In fact, one of the leaders there said, you know, our religion's about to die, and we're all talking about a new religion that will come in. And he said, I think it's going to be Christianity, and that's why God has opened these doors for you, and that's why you're here.
Wow.
And he said, why would you be surprised that God would bring the funds you need? And so it was just, you know, we're pinching ourselves on a day-to-day basis. Is this really happening?
Yeah.
And we really think God's going to reach a whole new people group with this new radio station. So I'm pretty excited about
that. You know, Chuck, as far as that goes, is there any more specificity that you can give towards specific, you know, towards prayers for this project?
Well, absolutely. When you see the Lord opening new doors, which are in areas where Satan has had a stronghold, we always feel like the enemy is going to attack. We haven't felt that yet, but we know it's coming, just knowing the way he works. And so pray that the Lord would help protect us from some of those arrows the enemy might throw at us. Another prayer request would be that God would bring us the right people. We need some Hopi speakers. We need some more Navajo language speakers, especially those that are really good Bible teachers. And people that can help others learn how to read their own language. You know, people might know Hopi or Navajo as their first language, but they probably don't know how to read it. And so we need people that can help them learn how to read that language. And so those would be two prayer requests. We also need some just radio announcers, people that are as good as Steve Ryman and are good radio announcers and things like that, know how to put production together. So just some radio general people would be high on our prayer list. So, of course, those are big ones.
Okay.
And I guess another prayer, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say we're also looking for some other staff with our mission as well, school principals, some school teachers, We can truly look to John chapter 4, open your eyes, look at the harvest, but there's pray for more harvesters to come and join our team. And we feel lonely sometimes because we could sure use about 50,000 more people on our staff. At least one or two would be a great start. So,
well, I was really encouraged to go on the website, which, by the way, is acrossnations.cc, acrossnations, plural, .cc. And a couple things on there that I think would interest the listeners, you know, as far as some of what you've been talking about, as far as positions, maybe someone is listening the Lord is speaking to them, and maybe this is what he has in mind for them. If you go to that website, acrossnations.cc, just click on Get Involved. And actually, there's a place there to click to pray and then to join the team. And there's application opportunities there available. And it is encouraging to see, Chuck, you know, with the radio that's been going on around the Gallup area for a long time, and then now in Utah, and as you mentioned, in Northern Arizona, the Hopi Nation, you're building a studio there as well. We're talking about not just a repeater, but an actual studio with staff.
That's correct, and we've been in Gallup Window Rock for about 55 years, First Reservation radio station. And so we've been in one building for a long time, and it's starting to fall down. It's just is having all sorts of problems. So we've been working on a studio for several years now. COVID really slowed things down and made things very complicated. But we're nearing the finish line, and we need some helpers that might like to just come out for one day. Maybe they know how to install toilets or put up trim or put in the last few doors. You know, we do have a couple of things like that. Or maybe they build a little crew that can do concrete work, because we have two sidewalks that have to be built. So we've got a short punch list of things that have to be finished, and we'll be ready to move in. So maybe there's a church Sunday school class or a youth group or a men's group that say, hey, we could come out there for a day or a weekend and just help put things, just do some of the finishing touches on that new studio. And we would just be overjoyed to have some people do that. One of our high values is that we really involve and engage the local community, because this is their radio station, and we want as many people from our southwest area to get involved with that. So,
all right. Well, we would encourage the KLYT listener to find out more information at acrossnations.cc. We're going to take a quick break. And, Chuck, can you stay with us through the break?
You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and catch up with our Mission New Mexico featured ministry for the month of May, Across Nations. And we'd encourage you to keep listening on the radio station. You'll hear their spot airing throughout the month. And in the meantime, go to acrossnations.cc to find out more. We'll be back with more with Chuck Harper, Across Nations, after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for joining us. We're in the middle of a conversation with Chuck Harper from Across Nations, reaching out to across the Navajo Nation and reaching the Hopi, the Zuni, doing a great work in the Southwest and west of us. So, you know, the ministry really got it started around the Gallup area. But Chuck, one of the things it mentions on the website, you'll probably remember what it was. I'm looking for an update on the event that happened. Last time I spoke to you, there was something quite significant that happened for the very first time. The last time we spoke, do you remember what that was?
You might be thinking of our Navajo Nation Presidential Prayer Breakfast.
Yes.
That was another thing that's happened just this year. We had a Navajo Nation president that was a strong believer, follower of Jesus. And he wasn't reelected, and a new president was coming in. And we wanted to just show our support for him and let the new president, his administration, know that we're followers of Jesus and that there's a lot of Navajo people that are believers. And so we put together a breakfast that was held at the Window Rock High School. That's where the inauguration was going to take place. Now, Window Rock High School is a pretty significant location or a venue there. It can seat about 7,000 people.
Wow.
In their basketball arena. So it's a beautiful facility. Well, we decided we needed to just really honor the Lord with this, and we God brought the money we needed in for that event. We catered a breakfast. We invited almost all the pastors we could think of, and close to 400 people attended our presidential prayer breakfast. It was just a joy, and saw so many people come to that, and the Lord's name was lifted up. So that was a really fun event, and my wife and I were invited to the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, and we got to see some of the other delegates from New Mexico that attended that, and boy, it was so much fun. But that still continues. We have a Monday morning breakfast with our Navajo Nation leaders every Monday morning. Some of the tribal council members attend now, and we just get to pray with some of the leaders and for the needs of the Navajo Nation, and it's just been a real God thing to see so many people care and pray, and just wonderful networking that takes place with pastors and leaders from multiple churches and denominations all across, actually from Albuquerque to California, people normally attend, so that's been a really big joy.
Well, and you mentioned your Monday prayer group. This week, although we pray other days besides Monday, but a special focus probably on yesterday and this coming Thursday, the first Thursday in May.
Yeah, the National Day of Prayer. Another thing we're putting together. The past several years, June 1st has been Treaty Day for the Navajo Nation. That's when the treaty was signed with the U.S. government and the Navajo people. And, of course, that happened over at Bosque Redondo, one of the infamous stories for the Navajo people. But so Treaty Day has been coinciding with the Navajo Nation Day of Prayer. And we're going to try to pull that off again this year and then have another Navajo Nation Summit. And these summits are where we try to tackle some of the major issues facing the Navajo people. Of course, one of those is all the wokeness that's taking place around the world and around the U.S. And it certainly has come to the Navajo Nation as well. So we want to address some of the social issues and things that the Navajo pastors are facing and the churches are dealing with. So June 2nd will be our next Navajo Christian Leadership Summit. And we'll invite those same pastors from all across the reservation to come and talk about some of the current things that are impacting the Navajo Nation. One of the big ones is the water rights issue. And see, a lot of the Navajo churches still don't have running water and don't have water in their communities. So we get to talk about how the church can get involved with things like those that won't distract them from proclaiming the gospel of Christ, but just how they can deal with some of the issues and challenges that they face. So those are all important issues that God has put us right in the middle of and helps us, navigate how Scripture impacts that and how we as a church on the Navajo Reservation can respond.
Well, Chuck, you have got, your hands and fingers into so many different projects. It's a wonder you have any time to get on the phone with us and provide an update. We so much appreciate that. There's even more than we've talked about going on. You briefly mentioned Hilltop Christian School. Is there anything happening there out of the ordinary or in growth wise? It sounds like you've got a new principal.
Yes, we have a new principal, my wife, and she's praying that she doesn't have to do that again, but she's doing a great job with that. But we do have our spring program that's going to be this Thursday night, and we're looking forward to that. The theme is about spring, but it's really an Easter program, And at Christmas, we had 400 people attend, and we'll have at least that many for this event. And we're going to present the gospel in just a clear way. And I think God will use that to help bring more people to himself. And it's so encouraging to see these children, I mean, from preschool up through sixth grade, with all the verses they've learned this year. Well, they won't be saying them all, or we'd be there all night, but they know so much scripture. They know so many of the gospel songs and the stories, and they do some drama. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's not an auditorium in Window Rock big enough for, unless we go to the 8,000 seater, but where there's not a church big enough for our program. So we use the church in Gallup for that event, and that will be at the Joshua Generation. That's on Elba Drive. And if anybody wants to come out, we'd sure love to have them. And it's open to the public, and just going to be a great outreach. So Hilltop's in an expansion mode, too. We're getting a new playground right away for this coming year, and looking forward to that. And so that's another way people get to get involved in helping us grow that playground.
So, I mean, the truth is, Chuck, if someone is hearing about the ministry, and, you know, they're thinking, I don't know how I can get involved. The truth is, if they got online and went to acrossnations.cc and connected with Across Nations, there's probably a way, one way or another, that the listener reaching out could be plugged in, because there's just so much going on.
There really is, and it's hard to keep up even from my vantage point, because we've got such a great team, and people are involved in all sorts of things that, you know, we have Celebrate Recovery. We're praying and hoping we can start a grief share program here, which we're going to be looking at tonight. And just a lot of ways our staff just gets out and tries to become salt and light in the community. And we love Jesus, and we want that to rub off on everybody we meet, whether that's at the gas station or in a church, or just being part of what God is doing. And he is doing so much, and we really believe that the time is short, and we've got to make that an urgent call.
Yeah, and I really love the heart you expressed at the top of the hour, and the spot we're running throughout the month emphasizes that. There was a time when missionaries arrived and went through the Navajo Nation bringing the gospel, the good news of Jesus. And now it seems like with Across Nations, the focus being sending out missionaries from the Navajo Nation to really all parts of the globe.
That's exactly right. And when we see that happening, we know that the Navajo Church has become a mature church, because God calls us all not to just receive the gospel. And I know Howard Hendricks used to say we sit soak and sour. But he's called us to go, and he's called us to send that message out. And one of my old mentors, who was a Hopi man, Hopi pastor, he said, you know what? God will never send a thirsty soul to a dry well. And we need to be reading the Word, studying the Word. And as the Navajo Church is maturing in that Word, they're going to be the ones sending it out. And people will come and want to hear what they have to share. And that includes other parts of the world. And so many of our young people are going on mission now, and that's so exciting to see. And that might be a challenge to other churches. When you're planning a mission trip somewhere, think about taking some Native kids with you. I know Desert Springs sent some Navajo people with them down to Guatemala, and that just made their whole ministry a whole lot deeper when Guatemalans saw indigenous people from the U.S. who have so much in common, were able to just deepen their ministry and make it broader, deeper, more three-dimensional.
Well, Chuck, we again appreciate your time. I do want to again invite our listeners to go to acrossnations.cc. We mentioned how important prayer is, and you know, one of the things you can do, listener, as you pray for Across Nations, go to their website, click on almost anywhere. And I was actually, looking at the staff. You can pray for the staff by name. You can go to Get Involved, click on Pray, and you'll see all kinds of specific prayer needs And, of course, sign up for the newsletter, keep updated, and listen to ABQ Connect because, you know, we're going to have Chuck on pretty regularly to keep us updated. We love what you're doing there, Chuck. We consider you a partner in ministry and would love to continue to see the growth that's happening there. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Steve. We truly are partners, and we are certainly better together.
Amen.
So thank you.
Amen. And blessings to your family and your staff, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you so much.